You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You're now tuned into the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. The entire crew is here. Starting off with my man Jay Moore. How are you, sir?
Blessed and highly vaccinated, you know, glad to be back after a week off, you know how it goes.
Okay, out there living your life, we see you.
Yeah, but, had to do it. Shout out to everybody who made it to the Take That Tuesday anniversary.
That's what's up.
Good times.
Longevity, how are you, sir?
You know, kicking and flying and flapping and stuff. Nah, I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Kicking and flying and
flapping and stuff.
Yeah, you might want to keep that. We can work on that. My man DJ J Dib, what's happening, man?
Salutations.
How's everything with you?
Everything's swell.
Okay, seeing you out there getting a crowd full of people lit in your bag. I see you.
Yeah. There's other things in the bag.
Well, you know,
records.
Yeah. Records. Oh yeah, that's what I forgot. Yeah, that's what's in the bag. He keep records in his bag too, just in case. I feel you.
Never know when you gotta. You remember the De La Soul video? Me, myself, and I were through the record in the classroom.
Yes, sir.
You never know when you gotta split somebody's wig with a record.
I feel you.
Splittage.
My man Red August is back in the building now. I can say, I didn't say everybody's here, but
you
he's
did.
Here now.
Yeah, you did.
Did I? Okay. Well, hi, Red August. How are you? You can't speak. Never mind. Good to see you, brother. Shout out to the chat as well. All right, man. Let's go ahead and jump into the rundown. So fresh off the Grammys, I really enjoyed this, by the way. Tyler, the Creator, won Best Rap Album, and he immediately went on to his live. Well, I'm not going to say immediately, but he went and trolled DJ Khaled, and we know the story. Mm-hmm. We know how DJ Khaled was saying, he's the best, and the music I make is for the radio, it's for the barbershops, it's for the cars. People actually listen to it, and it's not any mysterious type of stuff, is what he said.
Well, he said that about Igor.
Yeah, but I'm leading into how we got here. But
mysterious type of stuff.
Yeah. Tyler actually...
Interesting way to put it.
Right. Tyler actually tweeted, blessed, because you know... Khaled always says he's blessed. He tweeted blessed a couple times, and then he tweeted something to the effect of, how about that mysterious music? And then there was a quote where he says, let me make sure I read this right. He continued by saying, and I want to thank you, DJ Khaled. I know you're seething and angry and saying, no one listens to that album. These arena tours that are selling out say different. And if you put that much energy into something, maybe everyone will be proud of you too. So, and then he... Whew, yeah, that's a. I love
Shots
that he
fired.
Did this. I love that he did this. But we've had a conversation about Khaled, so you know where we are on that. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about him saying that from the standpoint of holding artists accountable to be better? I like that because he's calling him out like, fam, do better. That's the way I took it.
Khaled need to try to get Tyler on his album.
Do you think that'd ever happen?
Won't happen, but I'm saying, if he wants to work that formula the way he's been doing it, the way it's looking, he needs to get Tyler the Creator on one of those albums.
Yeah, Tyler said the Marina Tour is saying otherwise.
Yeah, I've seen
nobody
footage.
Rides around listening to Tyler the Creator.
I don't know.
Somebody doing, he doing something, what the old folks say, he doing something right. That's all I'm saying. Right.
Look, man, this man won a Grammy off of Drama Mixtape.
Man, how tough is that? A gangsta grills.
And I'm not even going to say I'm not going to say it was my favorite album. It was definitely one of the top albums of last year, though. I'm not going to take that
away.
What
was in the category? Donda?
King's Disease 2.
King's Disease 2. I would have gave it to Nas.
Nah, I had Tyler. Tyler was
I would have gave it to Nas.
Tyler was my pick. What were you going to say, Jay Moore?
No, I mean, it was one of those times where like I felt like the Grammys did get it right. Yeah. I really like King's Disease too. It's an album I still listen to, but I still listen to Tyler's.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't have been mad if they gave it to J. Cole.
No, I wouldn't have been mad. Honestly, this was a good showing as far as the albums that were nominated.
Yeah.
I would have been more surprised if Kanye had won it.
Yeah.
Out of everybody that was
listed. If they'd have gave it to Donda, I'd have been like, eh.
Yeah.
I actually
messed with that album, but out of those albums, I think that
that was the weakest link.
It could have been up in there for Nas, J. Cole, or Tyler, said.
And I know we talked about this last year. We probably talked about it every year that we've talked about the Grammys on this show. Here it is once again. hip hop being the top streaming genre.
Right.
And not when televised. When you talk about what is driving your industry, it is streaming. It's not sales. It's not anything physical. It True. Is streams. And once again, you know, Tyler basically had to do his acceptance speech at a concert. You know, and
no, I think he was just somewhere kicking
or it. Somewhere kicking it, regardless yeah. of where he was. Yeah. He should have been
on four wheelers.
He should have had the opportunity to make that speech at the Grammy stage, not to take away from anybody else who was able to get on stage and do whatever. But
right.
once again, it just shows
did he not want to be there?
I don't know if he wasn't there or not, but it's like, I don't, because, you know, there were other artists who were nominated, who had the opportunity to win, who should have had the opportunity, had they won, to be on stage
and perform.
You know, not just perform. I don't, you know, performance is one thing, but here
talking
it is.
About the acceptance.
Best rap album.
Yeah.
It should always be televised. Should be. I don't yeah. care, you know, what the circumstances are, as long as that, if it's the top stream, if that's the top streaming,
yeah,
it's the money maker
genre, True. And that's like really hip hop is what's driving the revenue, whether it be pop rap. You know, I know you guys talked a little about Doja Cat last week, and where she fits in the category of
hip hop. She got a pop award,
you know, but you know, here it is. She and you know, I was glad that Doja and SZA got mm-hmm. a chance to be on stage and accept their award. But you know, here it is, and that was great. But I still think it's disrespectful for them not to have hip hop out or rap album of the year, a situation where it's a pre show award.
Yeah, that's whack.
Yeah,
that's Baby Keem was the only rap artist that got to go up and accept an award.
Yeah, for best song or whatever.
Something like
shout
that.
Out to Kendrick.
I mean,
too.
But shout out to him, and like at least they kind of, you know, but like. Wouldn't you want the person who won the album, the cumulative album, to be on stage as opposed to the person who had a hot song? Yeah. Nothing against either. I'd love to see them both.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I would have much rather had Tyler, if he chose to be there, like you said.
You know,
I want to see him accept
last year, I would have loved to see Nas be able to accept his award.
Tyler got one last year.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, to his point, it would have been cool.
Was Igor last year or the year before?
He got something last year.
It yeah, but for this award,
was it 2 years ago?
Well, because remember, he won for rap album, and he was like, you know, I'm glad, but my album's not
another
really
rap album,
not
yeah.
really rap.
Yeah, maybe it was 2 years ago. I don't know,
because there was a whole controversy about that, and he addressed it backstage.
Well, we talked about
have.
That's why I think
yeah.
it was last year.
Yeah,
you know, so shout out to everybody who won. You know, honestly, a lot of times I watch these award shows, I'll be like, yeah, whatever. But then there was actual surprises. I didn't expect the John Baptiste, is that, am I saying it right? I don't know.
I still don't know. If that's
I thought they were going to give it to Billie Eilish because I just feel like that's the time they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. It's like, hey, default. Sometimes there's just default Grammys given, and I felt like
that's
Billie
the
Eilish was a deep, you know, or.
Never heard that album.
Me neither.
Honestly, I thought he was just the band leader for the nightly show, whatever show it is with Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
I've heard more about him in the last 3 or 4 days than I've heard anything about him previously total.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, and that's sometimes I have cultural blind spots. I can admit that. Like these people.
Yeah, I've
come
heard
on,
of him. I've never heard
you
his
know,
music.
I just,
he just looked familiar. Like when I see him, I'm like, I know him from somewhere, but it's not from this album that he just won album of the
I
year
mean, it,
for.
It makes me want to listen to it.
I mean, I dug his performance. I thought that was dope. I was like, okay, well.
I don't know. It makes me not care even more.
All right, Ricky.
Yeah.
Ricky!
I don't care.
I might give it a, I might give I don't it a run care. Alone. I'm going to give it a run.
You know, but.
I, no, I mean, I don't mean that in the sense of his album specifically. I mean, like.
The Grammys?
I don't care about the Grammys anymore.
We consistently. Know. Yeah, consistently.
Yeah.
No, like, they've done enough to just.
Go away.
Just, you know,
whatever that is,
float on by.
Well, Nas had a very good performance.
He
at
did.
The Grammys.
Yeah.
Long, did
I
you,
mean, good
did
for
you
people
that
won. Good for people that won. Good for people that care about it. But
did you see Nas' performance?
No, I didn't see any of this.
Oh, okay. I know you.
Heard that Tyler won, and I heard that Tyler trolled Khalid or Khalid or whatever his name is.
We the best.
Yeah, we the best. And outside of that, I didn't really. I saw the Doja Cat and SZA won.
Yeah,
and so some of the stuff is like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh yeah, Cardi B quit social media because she was mad that people expected her to be there, and she pretty much was like, "Look, if I'm not promoting an album and I'm not performing, then I have no reason to be at the Grammys, and y'all shouldn't worry about whether I'm supposed to be there or not." Yeah.
No, for sure though.
Yeah. She right on that.
You know, I mean, it was cool to see like some other people. I mean, you know, we still, regardless, we still put so much credence. I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for?
Validity.
Validity on the Grammys. You know, it was cool to see Jake won there. He didn't win anything this time, but he was nominated, I think, 3 times.
That's dope. That's dope.
You know, I saw that your guy from Chicago, Nascent, was
won. Yeah, shout out to the homie Nascent.
But that was from a Donda record, right?
Yeah, he has co-production credits on that. So salute to the homie, man. We've known him for years, and he's worked his way out there and got him a Grammy, man. So congrats, bro.
Did you ever see that there's a group of a white band that won the best reggae album?
Yeah, I saw the picture. The picture was hilarious.
I listened to one of the songs that they suggested, and it sounded just like what a white band that does reggae would sound like. I was like, oh no.
You got to be one to listen to it.
I was like, oh no, it sounds just like it.
It sounds like their picture, huh?
It's like pop reggae. I don't know.
Who was the reggae group back in the day that said the red wine? It was like a white
UB40.
UB40.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. Maybe they went. I
heard they were just as bad.
Yeah.
So
when I saw the picture, I bust out laughing. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, yeah.
I just want to listen to it to hear some blucks in the.
You think it's any in there?
I don't know. I want to see.
I don't think so. You know. I saw my.
Can you dutty wine to?
See if there might be a few doves on there.
I got an uncle by marriage who's a reggae DJ and artist. Yeah. And so I always listen to like.
I'm curious to see what he think.
He was just like, eh, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, whatever. You know.
I'll I mean, check it out, though.
You saw the picture of him. You're like, oh, hey.
Yeah. Like a country group.
I mean, he said, well, Bob Marley, you know, he was had mixed kids or something and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, well.
Are they from Jamaica?
Kansas?
There's like, I don't know, there's like 9 of them. I don't know anything about this group except the fact that they sound like
corny
reggae.
Where are they from, Red August, Iowa?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll look at maybe we'll give it some run.
Maybe they have a good song on there. I don't know.
Let's figure it out. Be some heat. I don't know. So I can't.
I ain't going to pass judgment until I hear it.
The single that I heard was not it, though. It was something about rain. I don't know.
Red rain, maybe, instead of red wine.
Red
rain.
I don't
know. Something about rain, though.
Oh.
It was like, oh.
Oh.
You're not selling this.
Oh.
Yo.
Life is hard. There's some rain.
Yo, if there's any reggae song out there that sounds like, oh, we don't want that, man.
Was it acid rain?
What was the name of this group? It's like Salo or something, or Sajo, or.
I don't know, man. I just laughed at the picture. You know, what's going to happen is I'm just going to come back
around.
Just
look around. Up white reggae winners.
Yeah. If something's going to pop
soulja.
Up.
Soulja. Oh, like the soulja.
Oh, wow.
S-O-J-A.
Let's see, where are they from?
Let's see.
Topeka, Kansas.
Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, there we go. Wow. There we go.
Because when I think reggae and dance hall, think Arlington. You know what? I'm not going to say that.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Because you know what? When you think reggae and dance hall, do you think Indianapolis, Indiana?
You don't.
Would have a 26-year-old party.
Yeah. You know, when you say of hip hop, and we've had a hip hop festival. And we got one of the longest running, you know, hip hop nights. So I'm not going to.
But are they playing any of that soulja on Sunday nights?
No, I don't Long think. Say,
what's the name of the group, man?
All right, see?
Soulja.
And maybe Arlington, Virginia's got a scene. We just
maybe
don't know.
They might.
So.
Soulja Warriors.
Oh, man.
Boot Scoop
Can't
Boogie.
Wait to see the TikTok comments on this one, man. Oh, man,
I don't know, but you know what? And this is, I mean, are they going to have the people who are critical going to have that same energy, say, at the CMT Awards next week? Because there's this real upswing of African-American country artists.
Mm-hmm. Oh, word?
Yeah, you got to pay attention.
Okay, I'm
asleep. You can be from down south, deep down south, though.
But you know, that's...
There are white people from Jamaica.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if they was from Jamaica.
You know, and then you got to understand, like, even back in the day, Ray Charles had his country album, and...
It slapped, though, didn't it?
Charlie Pride, you know.
Yeah, Charlie Pride was... Yeah, he was a pioneer. Prominent out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to it, man. I ain't going to say shout out.
Born in Babylon.
Stop talking like that, man. Stop talking like that, man.
True love.
Informer.
Rasta courage.
Oh, that's a snow, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They keep on down.
What's wrong with him, man?
look out for Lone. He's gonna have his reggae mixtape is coming out real soon.
Oh, it's gonna call. It's gonna be called.
I'm gonna sell it with my barbecue sauce.
Skyjevity.
Skyjevity.
Oh, you sell that comes with the barbecue sauce?
Yeah, Skyjevity.
Yo.
No, I just watched. Who's the guy from Saturday Night Live that was in Lonely Island? Sandberg guy.
Adam
Sandberg. Mm. And he does all the spoofs or whatever. I just watched his. He has one where he's a white reggae guy and he's walking around doing a whole bunch of stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's stuck in my head. So,
well, at the end of the day, Tyler
he's like smelling his locks.
Tyler trolling Khaled always works for me. I hope he continues to apply pressure.
Not for sure.
We're rooting for you, Tyler. I hope you keep winning and it makes him mad. It works for me.
But, you know, once again, what's really the point of radio? Is there people on the radio 15 times a day and they are not doing arena tours?
Yeah, he was so confident a couple years ago when he was talking about the barbershops and the radio and people drive by in their cars and everybody listens to it. I make music like that.
Man, I ain't. Honestly,
that's the worst. DJ
I've never
Khaled
seen anybody. I've never heard people driving by listening to a whole DJ Khaled album.
Because he doesn't make albums.
No, he does.
He makes compilations.
Compilations, but still. Yeah.
Those are compilations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 65 people I just on think a 25 the one thing, track album.
The one thing I'll say about it is I think it's pretty awesome that Tyler already addressed this in the past, but the fact that he went out of his way to go even further
into
it.
Let me say it again.
True.
For the people in the back that didn't hear.
It's great.
Yeah.
So. Shout out to everybody being mysterious out there.
Mysterious music.
He said, like he said, man, arena tours is.
Khaled's still out here, you know.
Oh, he eating.
Making Instagram videos with a shirt off and all this stuff.
Oh, he eating now. But
yeah, he's definitely eating.
Yeah. Remember when the pandemic hit and they couldn't get haircuts and Legion dyes?
Looked a little different.
Remember when they was looking on Instagram and Snapchat or whatever?
Look, all I know
is. Family like Castaway.
Look, man. All I know is DJ Khaled somehow had an endorsement deal with Weight Watchers and never lost any weight.
I knew you.
Did he really?
Yeah, I mean, he was out there like, if I eat this cookie, is that how many points is that? And it's like, that's like most of your points for the day.
He had hit all his
like,
points.
All right, what it is, what it is.
He had hit all his points
bags?
By 10.
Yeah.
10 in the morning.
So shout out to him for even brokering a deal with no intention of losing any weight.
Shane Morris said, that's almost all your points for the day.
True, Oprah was getting that paper from Weight Watchers back in the day, and she was losing the weight.
True.
Yeah, that's different.
Who you say?
Oprah.
Okay.
Screw this tofu, I need a steak on my plate.
All right, man. Let's.
Who said that?
Gabby.
I mean, there was curse words involved, but Fonte.
Yeah, I was going to say Fonte.
Speaking of Fonte. Nice lead in there, Lone. Appreciate you. Let's go into the next topic. I saw this on Instagram. Little Brother announced that they're going to do a documentary. Made the Lord watch Little Brother's story. I got hype when I saw the trailer. You know, I'm Team UBN. Been following them, Chitlin' Circuit, all that. So I would say it's fair to say this is a pro Little Brother show. So we rock with them. When I saw the trailer, they had some footage that I hadn't seen, so I'm excited about that. But is there anything that jumps out to you all that you hope is in the documentary? Or is there certain things that...
I have no idea what it's about.
It's just, from what I understand, it chronicles... The footage
probably
that I
saw
was...
similar to the Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
I don't remember that doc for some reason.
Yeah. I mean,
the Rappaport joint?
Yeah, it's probably just going to... have some backstory, probably some live footage, of
There's
course.
Old footage.
Probably going to be some arguments. Just,
yeah.
I don't have any expectations. I just want to see
it. I don't either.
Okay.
I'm kind of the same. I'm just curious, like, if it's going to document, like, all the way back, or if it's just going to be kind of something kind of recent from the time that they had their last project and Ninth was not involved, you know, like from there up, or...
Well, there's a couple ways they could do it, because remember they had that pop-up performance where they all got back together.
Mm-hmm.
That was in...
Yeah, which brought everything back.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And there was a mini, like a small little doc that came out, maybe 10, 11 minutes, about how that show came together. So in the trailer, there's old performance... footage, there's them in a record store, and to Terry's point, it looks like it's a heated conversation that was about to start between Ninth and somebody else. For me personally, I would like to see the footage of the creative process for them. I've never really seen them around each other, Ninth in front of, you know, Fruity Loops or whatever, and them kind of going through concepts. That's one thing that jumped out to me. I would hope there's some footage like that. May not be, but their creative process, I've never really seen it, so I don't know, you know, how they get down in the studio. That's one of the things that jumped out to me that I hope would be.
I mean,
there.
They talked about it a little bit when they were talking about how May the Lord Watch came about.
True.
You know, the more modern day, you know, without Ninth, but Ninth hasn't been a part of it for so long. Ninth's been not a part of it longer than
He
was a part of it.
How many albums? I mean, they'd had, what, three?
It was only
back,
really
back,
two.
Is without
it
him.
It's like two and change. No. Yeah. They had some mixtapes and stuff, which was with other producers and stuff too. But, you know, I don't know.
I think it's up to three without.
Yeah. With him being a full-time member, I really only count the listening and the minstrel show.
And the minstrel show.
Yeah.
Because after that, they kind of, I think he had like one song on the next one. That was the one with Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And then.
He had a couple joints on Charity Starts at Home too. I think. Yeah.
Well, that's not
joints.
A Little Brother album.
Well, yeah, you're right. I'm thinking.
Because he had Fonte on his own solo album too.
True. Yeah. You're right. You're right. I'm thinking just cumulative. You're right.
Yeah. I'm to be honest, I'm with Terry. Like, I don't really care.
No expectations.
Nah, I'll be ready to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I got hype when I saw
the
trailer.
Like my favorite group and my favorite rapper. And so I'm on board.
I need to get some UBN merch, man. Every time I go online, it's sold out, though.
I kind of wish I bought that signed record when
man,
I saw it.
Man, you remember the gold?
I tried
gold.
To get it.
Yeah,
Terry tried.
I saw it at like 3 minutes or 4 minutes.
I tried to get that mug.
It's too expensive for me.
It is.
It was like $100, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's too rich for my blood.
Yeah.
How many?
It's too rich for mine, too, but I just wanted it.
Well, I mean,
granted.
And if it was there, I would have copped.
Well, I mean, with the documentary, as much, you know, as I know some people like to see people like, tapping out stuff on the SPC and
I don't really care about
that. MP. Look, see,
it's man. All right. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Okay, that's fine. That's
okay. I got you.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's all right.
Pressing in buttons.
I think that I'm more interested, like in like as much as I like that behind the scenes, like Q-Tip pulling out the record during
that
the
was
beats.
Dope.
Like, but I was more interested in seeing the personal dynamic between.
Me too. I think that's
you know,
me
it
too.
Made me sad to a certain point to realize, like, hey, these because they weren't a manufactured group. These
nah,
are
they
guys,
were for real brothers.
These are guys that had known
together.
Each other since they was kids.
True,
and they just happened to share a love for hip hop, and that manifested itself into them being in a group, sort of like how Little Brother was. You know, these are guys who all met in college, and you know, literally, Fonte says, "Hey, I saw Big Pooh like walking with a copy of The Source," and like it was on after that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and Pooh didn't even like rap in the beginning. I don't think
he's like half in, half out.
You know, like he was still
sort of
developing
like
his skills.
Yeah,
But I'm more interested to see how it fell apart, and then see how it came together. Kinda,
yeah.
You know, it's the personal dynamic that I think I'm more interested in because, you know, as
they've been quiet about it, too.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
this is my first time seeing anything about it.
A few things about like, you know, because originally, you know, Ninth Wonder, they were talking about having him be a part of, you know, the last album. But, you know, he was like, look, if you're going to be a member, we want you to be a member and not just pop up for festivals and all the fun
well,
stuff.
Plus,
I respect that,
too. I think he said he wanted to produce everything.
He wanted to do all the beats. And Fonte openly said some of the beats just wasn't working, and Pooh jumped out and was like, it was the first time where I ever was like, no, I don't like it, and I'm not going. Like, they were open about that.
I also, too, to that, I'd be curious. Man, I completely lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
That's all good. Whatever. Never mind.
Well, no, I just think that it's the unanswered questions. Like, I mean, the thing is, they could do, Michael Bivins talked about how, like, he would love to do a show about groups and the dynamic of why they can't do certain things.
Yeah.
And like, you could do this show. There's several seasons of that. Be like,
that could be the unsung 2.0.
Yeah. And it's just focusing on groups and why, you know, the living members, at least, you know, cannot figure it out. You know, why?
It's hard, man.
You know, why are we just.
Somebody that's been in groups, it's super hard.
You know, why are we just now seeing Jodeci get back out there, you know,
something happened.
What was the problem with, you know?
Well, they had an album a few years back that just didn't pop off, though. Jodeci did.
I mean, it did have it did, but you know what, based on nostalgia alone, just think about all these nostalgia tours where it's people who don't even have a new album to promote and they're able to go out here and get money. You know, Jodeci, like, other than them being on this New Edition tour, we haven't seen them really all together since 1996.
Nah, well, drugs are bad.
Well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very bad.
But you know what? There's a lot of dynamics because, you know, if you got that kind of habit, you know, sometimes you'd be like, all right, let me get back on the road.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, they eating off that culture tour, though. Be
so
clear.
So what I was going to say is,
so I'd love to see that, to find out what the dynamic is with Little Brother.
Mm-hmm. They, I believe in the documentary, there's a part where Fonte saying like, well, if you want a word in it, then say what, it, like say something in it. Right. I don't know what he said exactly, but it's almost, I was like, oh, who is he talking to? You know, like, right, is he talking right about Ninth, or is he talking about some other random person?
That's what it kind of maybe alluded to, yeah, that he was, yeah, talking about Ninth.
Yeah.
I had an idea. I had talked to Lon about it years ago. I was going to try to secretly get Big Little Brother together,
yeah,
by booking them both at the same time.
Oh, man.
On the same show, but they, wow, wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Look.
Book Foreign Exchange with rapper Big Pooh, and, yeah, then Ninth wanted, bruh, to do a set.
Bruh.
Let me tell you something. I remember being, when Fonte was at the Jazz Kitchen.
Yeah, that was a good show.
But yeah, I just remember, like, when, I want to say it was Metronome who was DJing, and he would play like something from Little Brother, and like at that point Fonte was so done with the concept of Little Brother. He was just,
what was his, like, reaction,
he,
like
it was like,
and
he kind of
cringed.
He kind of, yeah, he literally cringed when those records came on, because this, because he was here with, you know, promoting Foreign Exchange and, yeah, Yazara,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so he wasn't in the mind, you know, he was so far away from caring at that, yeah, point about anything he had done with Little Brother, that it was kind of painful for him to hear those songs.
Plus,
they've come a long way, man.
I've heard him talk about it too, and a lot of artists feel this way, but like hearing your old material sometimes,
mm-hmm,
just like makes, sometimes it'll make you cringe, even if, yeah, people still hold on to it in like a positive light. Yeah,
that's true.
But you know, when I hear people like talk about Frozen Liquor, I'm just like, ugh.
But you know, but you also know your perspective is unique, because you were there making those records. So it's not only going to give,
sure,
you know, it's double nostalgia for you, yeah, when you were making it and, you know, hearing yourself 10, 15 years.
The thing with Little Brother too is if anybody is unsung, is that group, because they had, I think they just came in at the wrong time, because they actually had a small machine behind them.
Atlantic Machine.
Yeah. And then OK Player co-signed them. Questlove, you know what I'm saying?
Right. If you were on the boards, you think that during that time wasn't nothing bigger than Little Brother.
Come on. That's what I'm saying. It's, yeah, like they're the true unsung group that never actually reaped the benefits of their hype. You know what I'm saying? Even though they're still good, though, it wasn't the fact that they didn't live up to the hype.
Right.
It's just that when they came in, that hype or their style just wasn't at the forefront of hip-hop at the time.
People were, yeah, like, yeah, that's cool. I want to hear another Mike Jones record.
Yeah. Where's Young Jock?
I think they did a very good job of using it as a platform, like Little Brother as a platform to do
their own thing.
Their own kind of thing, yeah, in their, yeah, own way. You know, like when you think of Ninth into Jamla, you think of Fonte into Foreign Exchange, which was arguably just as big for a while.
Yeah,
they had a wave,
and then even, and then Pooh has got a lot of records out that are really good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Foreign Exchange was able to tap into that overseas,
and he's managing artists
fan base too, with Nicolay being a part of it.
Yeah. Yep. I remember when Nicolay shared our picture.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all killed him that night. I'll never forget that.
He followed me after that too.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. Y'all killed him that night.
Nicolay is very responsive online.
He is.
Honestly.
He's, mm-hmm. I remember back in, this is a random old story that some people might remember, but actually I don't think I've ever told this before. This is like in the group that I was in called Quality in, mm-hmm, like 2005, 6, 7-ish, way back in the day.
Yeah.
So we were working on a mixtape called Mr. Anderson. And we had a joint on there where it was a Nicolay joint where he's like, understand. And Nicolay produced it. And I remember one of the guys in the group actually reached out to Nicolay on MySpace and sent him the record. And was like, yo, we did this record. And he's like, yo, that's dope. He was like, you know, I'd like to hear some more stuff, you know, some original type stuff. And I was like, oh, that's kind of dope. This is like 2006 or 7.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you said MySpace, it kind of gave it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's crazy. You know, that's back in the top the top 4 days or top six or
yeah, I mean, man, really, you know, yeah, that so. Was, I mean, because the thing is, I remember when someone even tried to tell me about MySpace.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'm not doing it. It was like, no, no, you can get on and artists will respond and you can actually have interaction with people.
That's how I met. That's how I got familiar with Little Brother. Yeah. Or like online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was just like, okay, I'll try out this social media thing that's popping off.
Yeah.
You know what?
Little did you know.
The reason why I went over to Twitter was because Fonte went over to Twitter. I remember he made a MySpace post and was like, I guess I'll try this Twitter thing out.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, let's go see what it is.
Fonte's MySpace used to be incredible. The stuff he would type, like he did a whole like racial breakdown and about the stereotypes in Mike Tyson's Punch Out. I remember he said, he's like, yeah, you know, he said something like, Mr. Sandman looked like a dude from Gary that could like replace a transmission with his bare hands.
He did, though.
I'll fix your carburetor. I'll fix your carburetor for you.
Yeah,
give me a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, so it's crazy to see like the musical evolution, technological evolution, like how you found, when you tell somebody, it's like, yeah, I found out about so-and-so on MySpace, and I went to Twitter because of...
That's crazy.
Just crazy to think about where we are in the world now.
Yeah. OK Player message board.
OK Player message board used to be in like,
yeah,
they had heat though.
Well, you know, it was raised crazy. This is, you know, they had their, you know, the, what, not Send Space. I can't remember what the MediaFire, whatever it was, where you could share songs.
Yeah. MediaFire was one
of them. MediaFire, Mega Upload.
Mega Upload.
Oh, people would drop links in there.
Yeah.
I was never on the OK Player boards at that time. I was on the Stone's Throw boards and the Access Hip Hop boards. Shouts to the Access. Okay.
Everybody at this table.
Shouts to the band folks.
Everybody at this table knows how it feels to get hype about a Mega Upload link of an album that you
definitely
want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It was way more safer than LimeWire and if you knew how to
not click the bad links.
Yeah, bro. Definitely.
LimeWire.
You had to know how to,
LimeWire
maneuver through it.
Mess around, you had to cop a new computer.
You get an STD.
You get an STD on your computer messing around with LimeWire.
Yeah, you want this over here. Would you also like a Russian bride?
Mm-hmm. LimeWire, like, have you out of some bread.
Be like, okay, now how do I get rid of these 50 pop-ups?
Man. Gordon Gartrell Radio. Yep.
Terry, Gordon Gartrell Radio.
You had like a shirt. Gordon Gartrell.
Yeah, I remixed the Gordon Gartrell logo into a shirt.
Yeah. No, Gordon Gartrell Radio used to be.
Radio.
That's how, honestly, I knew about podcasts. This is early podcasts.
Yeah.
But I was just like, okay, whatever. But then, this was something I would anticipate because this is back in the day when you could put out a podcast and it was still the Wild Wild West. What was it? DJ Brainchild would. Would have mixes on there.
Yep.
You know, and this is before everything, they locked everything down with licensing and your stuff would get stricken.
There was a group I was in college. DJ Brainchild actually produced a record on it.
Because he's from here somewhere.
He went to Ball State. Yep.
What did he produce?
He did Ready for War. That's his beat.
Yeah. Okay. You know I'm ready for war. Shouts to Maine.
Been out in them streets. All right, man.
Kicking the fofo.
Bars.
Yeah, man, has some heat.
Shouts to 2001.
Man, it's a long time ago. All right, Red August, can we shout out our partners real quick if you could, sir? Okay, he says no, so.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
All right, we are back. Shout out to our partners as always. Shout out to the chat as well. We appreciate you.
Faux shiggity.
All right. Getting to this third topic here. So the International Music Industry Group, IFPI, has submitted some recommendations for piracy threats for certain social media outlets. And they have listed Discord, Reddit, Telegram, and Twitter
Hey, Reddit is the Wild Wild West.
I'm talking about Wild Wild.
Everything you want on Reddit.
So you can on Discord too if you know where to go.
Oh, yeah.
So they have listed for Discord as Discord is seen as a serious concern because there are several servers, often private, where people share pirated music.
Yep.
This also includes pre-release content that is occasionally sold through the platform. I ain't know it was like that out here on Discord. So
I don't know about that, but
I ain't either.
You don't know that part?
I mean, I'm a part of in one or two of these servers, I think. Well, but I never check them.
Well, they said for Reddit, copyright infringement is a problem on Reddit too. According to IFPI, the popular social media platform is used to discuss virtually every topic imaginable. And pre-release music piracy is no exception. This includes dedicated leak communities. So they have their own specific leak communities on Reddit.
I'm not very hip to Reddit, man.
Reddit is the wild.
Reddit is wild. Like, you can literally cop a folder off somebody.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That includes anything.
So what these are all, and they also have listed as they have Telegram and Twitter listed as well. We just talked about the rise of social media.
I don't even know what Telegram is.
It's another form of a chat type situation, link sharing type joint.
You're never going to be able to get rid of it 100%.
Nah. That's what I was about to ask you. What do you think, even though they're trying to bring light to it, is this going to hold any weight or fix anything?
Man, they've literally been trying to get rid of pirated music for how long?
Yeah. You're right.
Since Napster. And that was Metallica and who else?
Everybody.
Well, it was like a core group of people that got together.
Well, Metallica was at the forefront.
Was a group, though.
But that was like 2000 and what?
I was going into 99. Yeah, that's when I was like, I think, yeah, Napster was.
I was in college.
Yeah,
it was Napster. Early 2000s.
Metallica was Napster.
Okay, yeah. So that was about 2000, 2001.
But then, like, even when they tried to shut, I remember there was a service called iDrive. This is really old.
Like, no, I don't know iDrive.
And this is when I remember getting, because for whatever reason, they put Jay-Z's Volume 3 out early in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting that through iDrive, but I had to download each song individually, and this is during the dial-up days, so I was like, well, let me go ahead and start my download in the middle of the night, and nobody's going to call the house.
I remember Pirate Bay.
Oh yeah,
I remember Pirate
Bay. Still a
Pirate
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can still find a Pirate Bay out there somewhere.
I used to have a hard drive.
All they do is change the what's the name, the end of it to something to keep.
And I remember, and this, I'm just, for everybody who's ever stolen music or video games, we're just taking you down memory lane.
Yeah, that's all this is.
I remember there was this program for, this is way back in the day where if you had a Mac, you were a special kind of individual. There's one dude who had a Mac in our crew in college, and he had this software called Hotline. And
I don't know that one.
And, my hotline bling.
Yeah, and they had a beta on PC. I remember that's where you could get video game ROMs. You could get songs.
Well, that's back too when you could not really you couldn't give a virus to a Mac back then.
Yeah, exactly.
Macs were not taking no viruses.
Yeah.
So you didn't even really have to know how to navigate.
Yeah. No. So like that's when I was getting like Japanese Super Nintendo games and
he's getting manga.
Yeah, and then manga.
What's Japanese manga?
Hentai.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, don't no, do that. I know.
Don't do that.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Don't do that.
This is when the hard drives were, you know, I can only hold so many songs and so many Super Nintendo games.
Yeah.
And I remember like getting a rough of Forgot About Dre probably about 5 or 6 months before it actually.
You was hyped, wasn't you?
Oh, I was so excited. But it was such bad quality. You know, it was incredible. Yeah. But I was just happy to have it.
Does anybody remember, we used to call it Merc, but it's M-I-R-C. Where they had long codes that you had to, you know, obviously you copy and paste, and then you watch your tracks come in. Once the folder is ready, you can take it, drag it down, and boom, it's right there to unzip. You don't remember that one?
MIRC?
It's called
MIRC.
We used to call it Merc. We called it Merc in college.
There was IRC, right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about, Jay Moore?
That's Internet Chat Relay.
I know what you're talking about.
So Internet Chat Relay was historically built in games.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then MIRC was what you could do, like, if you didn't have the game. It was like a standalone program that allowed you to do that stuff.
Bro, they were pirating left and right.
Or there were these things called WAR sites. WAREZ.
Mm-hmm.
And so bad, I'm telling you.
Y'all remember Kazaa?
All this.
Oh, yeah.
It was telling you all this. Because I remember if you wanted Adobe Photoshop 4,
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was like $400 or $500.
I mean, look.
But if you had 17 floppy disks.
I was that guy.
You could go in there and you could. Oh, I remember I had a zip drive. I was so happy to get this thing.
Yeah, I had a zip drive.
I still have
100 megs.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a bootlegged version of a photo editing program that I got from 2003. It's literally right here. That's what this is.
Yeah.
2013 or 2003.
Wow.
It's not
first of all, and you know what? Everybody who's ever done a little bit of music or recording owes a dude named Peter Quistegard.
Quistegard.
Because he's the person who unlocked Cool Edit Pro.
Oh, man.
And basically, you know, that was my first.
I use Cool Edit Pro.
Using any kind of DAW, digital audio
workstation. Now that you said that, I used to sample in to Cool Edit Pro from record players. I used to go to the Goodwill, find the dollar bin, and I would sample into my. That's the only way I could sample into my computer was through Cool Edit.
Mm. I remember making loops on just the Windows sound recorder.
Oh, you started making beats?
Yeah, I remember.
I could make loops. I could not make beats.
That's how we started recording way back in the day. Me and LaDonis, shots of LaDonis.
Yeah, I definitely remember that.
I mean, we did
that. Windows sound recorder was money back.
Talk
in the
to him. Talk to him.
I remember
that's pretty trash for us, but
Brookings
depends on what you were trying to do.
Did some pieces of the Gateway project on Cool Edit Pro.
Wow.
Yeah,
but. The thing, so Discord is kind of, for people that don't know, that's why when we kind of made our shift and brought all of our community over to Discord from Slack, I was like, yo, this is actually dope because it reminded me a lot of IRC, but like a fusion of a lot of stuff. So it's like you have all these different rooms, and as long as you know the name of the room, you can join the different rooms.
Man, the way they describe it, it get bad in there from what they said in this article.
Bad. I mean, it's just like you can have, look. When Discord first started, I mean, I'm sure people still do. There are servers where people will have like watch parties and they'll watch a movie.
Well, they
and
do
you
that
can join.
on what's it called? The MetaQuest now, the Oculus. So they have literally they have rooms where people will set up in a movie theater where you can watch movies.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man No Way Home has been on there for I don't know how long.
Wow.
You just walk in there and like,
but yeah,
walk into the movie.
But I mean, it's literally just uploading zip files. I mean, I share
zip files.
I share links back and forth with, you know, people on Discord. Not like necessarily anything like that, but
yeah.
I mean, even in our server, we can upload stuff. You know,
When I read this article,
it's never gonna go away.
Yeah, I didn't.
They'll just find some way
to
beat it.
They'll put pressure onto Discord to do something. Is what the music industry is. Wild.
Come on now.
So they'll put some sort of pressure on a Discord and all these little things, but I don't know how they're going to get it.
Reddit is. What you say, Terry?
It's the Wild Wild West.
Wild for the night.
Mess around and fall into the wrong section on Reddit. I'm just going
to
tell you.
Might fall into the right one.
That's true, though.
You might fall in the right one, too, but it's a combination of.
It's just one of those things. Like, it's just one of those sects of the internet to where I feel like For my past and like being online and gaming and all that stuff, it's like I feel like it's that type of community, but I've just never jumped into it. I've just never got into it.
Right.
So
speaking of gaming,
we're older now, so we don't have that same energy and drive to be out there online like that, like we used to.
Well,
we
you know
other
what?
Things to do.
That's a good point.
You know what? A lot of these technology companies, they realize instead of just trying to stop this sort of thing, you had to make it easier for people to buy something than to steal it.
Yeah.
You know, and like now, like, you know, like, say if you like, why would I steal video games when it's so easy just to buy them?
Why would I hog tie?
Yeah. Why would I, you know, if there's one song that I really, really want, like, why would I risk getting a virus on my computer or all these pop-ups?
Yeah, it ain't
if
worth
I can
it.
Just, I can just get it for 99 cents.
Yeah, 99
and one
cents, $1.29.
Yeah. And I'm good to go. Like that was the whole thing when, you know, the music industry with Napster and all these other services, they were really trying to get toothpaste back in the tube as opposed to adapting to the changing marketplace. Yeah. That's what movies, I felt like, got right to where they're like, okay,
especially during the pandemic, how they were offering
all this other stuff. Yeah,
like opening day, they would have it on either Disney Plus or HBO.
Exactly.
And then people that decided they wanted to go to the movie theater don't have that streaming platform.
Yeah.
They go to the movie theater and see it. But you're still getting those numbers because I'm paying for the subscription. You know, I'm on Disney. You have to actually pay
twice
for early release. So even if you have the Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch this right now, you got to drop $20.
Now, I'm a Disney Plus person, and I remember when Black Widow came out, I got hype. I was like, yeah. And then it's like, yeah, $24.99.
Yeah, if you want to watch it right now, and or I'm you like, can wait another month, and then it'll be up
but
there.
You know what you think about that is, you know, just you as an individual. You know, a buddy of mine, you know, he's got a wife and two kids. Mm-hmm. So for them to see whatever the latest Disney release is, he was like, if they do this model, I may never go back to the movies.
Yeah. Because it's still cheaper.
For the four of us to be able to watch a movie, and we can watch it over the course of 48 hours as opposed to just watching it that one time. Mm-hmm. We can pop our own popcorn. We can sit in front of the 70-inch TV that I have at home with my home theater system. Like, this is, I'm not mad at this model. Yeah. Now, you just sitting in, you know, $24 for you as an individual, but if you think about what it costs to take a family to the movies,
I'm with that.
Now I actually share my Disney Plus login with my in-laws.
I mean, that's how
and
it
they
works.
Have kids.
Yeah.
So whenever one of these new movies comes out, generally they'll pay for that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it'll be up there for me to watch anyway.
I think Black Widow, all jokes aside, I think it was $19.99 to see it.
Yeah, it's at least $20.
Yeah.
Every time.
They're getting that bread.
Yeah, they don't get it regardless. And I don't know what the streaming numbers do for people's pockets, but I'm sure it's pretty good as far as movies are concerned.
I think there's still a crop of movie theater people.
No, there are.
But
what y'all are saying
is makes perfect sense, especially when you put the kids into it.
If you told me, just as an individual, that I could have watched Spider-Man, the last Spider-Man, with No Way Home.
Yeah.
For say $15,
yeah, I'm doing that.
I would have done that. I didn't want to, like, this is when the one variant was out here running in the streets.
Yeah,
I'd have happily paid that $15.
Omarion,
Omarion was out here, I'd have happily been able to sit in the comfort of my own home with my own drinks and snacks.
Nah, I braved it with a carload of kids.
Oh wow,
my nieces and nephews.
You the MVP for that.
I took them because I wanted to see it. I'm not being selfish, but I wanted them to see it too. But I was like, come on, let's go. So we all went and seen it, but it was a really good movie.
With that.
Yeah. So, I mean, once again, it's just.
It was a lot.
You have to.
A lot more expensive than actually streaming it on TV, like you were saying.
There are just market conditions that are going to consistently evolve. And the thing is, at one point, we talked about it in the way of commodities, you know. Gold and silver and gasoline and oil. But now really the commodities, especially when you're talking about America, one of our biggest exports is pop culture.
Entertainment,
you know, and the thing is there's always going to be changing conditions in how we're able to consume pop culture. And these entertainment companies are just going to have to be as fluid as anybody else who engages in commodities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well said, brother. Well
said.
You
gotta adapt or get ran over.
It is what it is.
All right, man. Let's get to
Evolve or Evaporate. Shout out to my guy Ronzi. Rest in peace.
For sure. Let's go ahead and get into this last topic. Lone has done some serious research and number crunching and
no research.
I mean not research, but labor is what I was looking for. Labor and number crunching to get our list refined to around 100. I think you also took the pie charts and analyze all that.
Yeah, I put the link in Discord. So if you want to pull it up.
Let me pull it up real quick. Because you know we've had our ongoing talks about producers and producer goats. And
or I can just talk about it.
Yeah, you can talk about it. I'll pull it up. Cause,
all right, so the top 50.
Yes.
For people that didn't know, it was like the top. You pretty much went in there and voted 1 to 10. 10 being the highest that you think they should be on this list, and 1 being you don't think they should be on this list. And then what we're going to do after we select the 100 is we're going to go through and actually rate all these based upon the criteria that we put together. So people, the producers in, coming number one was Pharrell. Now, again, these rankings don't matter because these guys are just in. But Pharrell.
Made the tournament.
0.94. Reza, 0.93 or 93%. Primo, 92%. Rick Rubin, 92%. Q-Tip.
Man, that's high for Rick.
I thought so too.
Mm-hmm.
Q-Tip, 92%. I thought that was actually kind of high too, but.
Yeah, that is high for Q-Tip.
Dilla, 91. Dre, 91.
How is Q-Tip higher than Dre?
That's how people voted.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Neptune's, 91. And I put specifically in there, this is the accumulation of the Neptunes, you know, so it's Pharrell and their production. No ID, 91%. Organized Noise 90, Alchemist 90, Madlib 89, Pete Rock 89, Just Blaze 89, Prince Paul 87, Havoc.
Really?
Havoc 87, Timbo 87, Doom 86, which seems a little high. Now, I will say, based upon looking at all these, it was definitely some bias by region. I could definitely tell that. Questlove 85, Ninth Wonder 85, wow. Knott's 85, Kanye 85,
man,
DJ Quick 85, High Tech 85, Alchemist was 90, Odyssey 81, Salam Remy, Salam Remy 80.
Salam would have been in.
Now this one was the one that seems super high. Kev Brown was 79.
Wow, word. Yeah. I like Kev Brown, but 79?
And I added him after the fact too, so because people were saying, okay. But Muggs 79 seems a little high, but you know, maybe not. He does have a long history. Swiss Beats 79, Bomb Squad 78. I feel like they should probably be higher. Static Selector 76, Diamond D 76, Crackmaster 75, DJ Shadow 75, LP 75, Hitboy 75, Mike Dean 75. Exile 74, DJ Scratch 73, DJ Babu 73, Black Milk 72%. Oh no, seems kind of high, but 73%. Oh, he's 73% as well, so I have him a little out. And then Easy Mo B 72% and Polo the Dawn 72%. That's
wow. That's the 50.
That's our 50.
Wow.
That's why. That's why I was like, well, we could potentially do 50, but we're cutting out a lot of people.
There, I do not agree.
Meat, there's a lot of meat still left on the bone.
I do not agree with that 50.
Yeah, we're going to have to do Fresh some great manipulations and agitations.
Well,
to
I mean,
this
it's,
list.
It's just like, I don't want to say, you know, when you leave it to the people, sometimes things just don't go right. Well, yeah, you can say that because, hey, look at our political process. But you can even take that to when American Idol. We'd be like, hey, let's go ahead and have that guy who sings She Bang.
She Bang, She Bang.
You know.
And She Moves.
Not to go crazy. Everyone who voted, we appreciate you. We're not trying to compare you to William Hung.
Well, we can go over the next ones, too, here in a second.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of names in the second half. So
51 on. So Jazzy Jeff, 72%. Evidence 72%, Jermaine Dupri 71%,
there's one,
Buck Wild 71%, David Banner 71%, Hitman 70%,
another
Tyler the Creator 69%, Will I Am 69%, Flying Lotus 69%, which seems maybe a little high, but maybe not. 88 Keys 68%, Noah 40% 68%, Marco Polo 67%, Knowledge 67%, Heatmakers 67%, Battle Cat 67%. Beat Miner 67%,
man.
Lil Jon 66%, wow. Missy Elliott 66%, Pimp C 66%, Ill Mind 66%, Warren G 66%,
wow.
DJ Tomp 66%,
wow.
Derringer 65%, Crisis 65%, DJ Paul and Juicy J 65%.
What is going on out
Mike
here?
Will Made It 65%, Shock G 65%, Tall Black Guy 64%. I think that's a little high for him. Rick Rock, and I love Tall Black Guy,
right.
But Rick Rock 64%, Beats by the Pound 64%, Kool and Dre 64%, Love Bug 64%, Cook and Soul 63%, Zaytoven 63%, Jazzy Faye 62%, Boy Wonder 62%, Dottie Red 62%, Metro Boomin 62%, Denon Porter 61%, man. DJ Mustard 61%, Rock Marcy 61%, Adrian Young 61%, Lex Luger 60%, The Runners 60%, Daz Dillinger super low at 60%, Aunt Banks super low at 60%, Apollo Brown 60%, Big Crit 59%, K Tronada 59%, wow. And DJ Khalil 59%. And that's the top 100. So here are the ones that didn't make it. Yeah, Just Blazes in there. I think he's like 89%.
Yeah.
Better
be.
So we didn't mention Bink. Bink is actually 58%. I think,
don't understand.
So that's definitely got to be an executive decision because Bink has got to be in there somewhere.
Agreed.
KG, 58%. Harry Fraud, 58%. A-Rab Music, 58%. Ant from Atmosphere, 58%. Bangladesh, 58%. Drummer Boy, 57%. Chuck English, 57%. Eminem, 56%. Larry Smith, 56%.
Wow. They just, I think they're just hating on him because his name is Larry Smith.
Probably. I'm sure they don't even know who Larry
they
Smith is.
They might not know exactly. Who he is.
No, they, clearly they don't.
So right now we got Bink and Larry Smith as two executive
decisions. Yeah, I think those two.
Decisions,
yeah.
Okay.
Necro, 55%. Soundwave, 55%. 14KT.
Soundwave, 55%.
They don't know
54.
Who he is.
They don't know who he is. Bad. Not, and again, this is only, you know, I feel like the more people we would have on this, which is why we were trying to get more people on it. But I don't know. At the same time, like a lot of the one, you know, we're saying like all these people are low, but at the same time, like
the people in the top 50, a lot of them, it makes sense.
A lot of those guys, I mean,
a lot of them make sense, but a lot of them don't.
Well, I mean, that's where I'm
when
at
you
with
say
it.
There's top 50 and you're not including, I can't remember what he said.
It got real thin after that.
But
first
even Beast
10
by the Pound should be in the top 50.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree with that.
Bad, not good, 14KT.
Jermaine Dupri should be in the top 50.
Yeah.
That's another one.
14KT, bad, not good, 54%. Focus, 54%. Young Chop, 52%. Trackster. Legendary Tractors, 52%. London on the Track, 52%. Cardo, 52%. DJ Dahi, 51%. JE, 51%. DJ Unique, 49%. Kenny Beats, 46%. No, 43%. And Corey Mo, 42%. Now, there are six others that got mentioned kind of in our comments that didn't get added to the thing, which is 808 Mafia, DR Period, The Beat Nuts, Dan the Automator, Rock Wilder, and Ski Beats.
Mm.
And out of all those, I think probably Ski Beats should probably be an executive decision.
Yeah,
I'm in for Ski Beats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in for Ski Beats. Ski Beats, Bink.
And Larry Smith.
Larry Smith.
I think those three, definitely.
Got to put them in 100. This is interesting, though. I mean, let the people speak. So they spoke, but some of these.
I mean, we got to put some Lowry's in here because this can't be like the Dilla list where there was no meat and potatoes on that list. It was pretty much a surface list. So you have to kind of do your job as somewhat of a hip hop historian to include them and show what they produce.
We provide, we always pride ourselves on, you know, having legit lists whenever we do this. So we
authenticity.
Can't be, we can't be out here with a suspect list. So it's going to take some retooling. We might have to move a couple things around, but
I mean, this is a good start, but
it's a good start.
And I think a lot of it is, I think a lot of it's very right, but you know, there's just certain things where like, we can't leave Larry Smith off.
Nah, like Bink, when Lone said Bink, that's the first thing that jumped out to me was there's no way Bink is not in the
Q-Tip
top 100.
As a producer is not a top 50 producer. I mean, granted, I think he should be in the running as far as being on this list as a whole and being able to be voted upon. But where he's ranked at from these
surveys?
From the survey, nah.
They had him at like a 93%, I think.
Not producer wise.
And he was up there with Primo and.
But he's a name, so yeah. I mean,
but like we'll get a chance to do a deep dive into discographies and production discographies and stuff like that. Q-Tip got a lot of heat, but
he does.
To Terry's point,
there's not enough.
To be that high, I agree with that. To be in them high 90s, even if you did do the majority of it, come on, that's the dudes that we talking about. That's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So I can rock with that. I understand that.
Because they got him higher than Dre.
Come on now. Off that alone, we know we got to make some adjustments.
You know, even if you're like, oh, Dre, don't be doing it. Look,
come on, man.
Nah.
What Jay was really.
Yeah, when he was doing it,
you
he still
think he basically did with Yella. I'm not going to take nothing away from Yella.
Thank you.
But Strata Compton and Easy Does It.
Yeah,
you know, and then Michelle Lay. Then basically, like some of his most underrated production. I mean, I won't say
DLC,
but no, I
thank you.
What he did for Above the Law's first album.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it was Dr. Dre's tree.
Yeah, so he basically did that whole thing. He did basically all of Above the Law first album.
Yeah.
So
we'll definitely have to make some adjustments and some tweaks. This is like
no,
Jay
Puff
Moore said.
Puff Daddy did not make the list.
Saw somebody asked about that in the chat.
Nah, he's.
No. I mean, but
the Hitmen did.
As they should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Khaled is not on the list.
I mean, maybe.
Is he on there?
Hitmen or. Khaled? No, DJ Khaled would no.
No, okay. Hitman is Stevie J.
D Dot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They laced them too. They had heat. No, Kanye was doing ghost production for D Dot on the low too. Yeah.
DOC actually got his acting credentials going on the latest episode of that Lakers show.
Oh, word?
Mm-hmm. Oh, just with this being said, real quick, if we add Bink, Larry Smith, and Ski Beats, we got to drop three people.
Oh, we can find three.
So what three do we think we should probably drop?
I mean, I got to look at them.
Yeah, we can find.
You know it's bad? Q-Tip.
I can't see Don't that.
No, Jay Moore, we can't do that.
He's
man.
Too high.
He's way too high.
That's different from dropping.
But like people voted him too high too. Yeah. Like since he's a 92, like I feel like that's weird to cut somebody that.
Yeah, you can't. We got to cut him because
we got to cut somebody like on the low hand side here, like
70s.
Mike can probably scroll down on that over there to like. Scroll down.
See if he knows how to scroll. There he does.
Nah, we got to go all the way down to the, yeah. So it's going to be the second green. Yeah, go.
Well, or not. Let's see if he knows how to scroll. There we go.
Scroll up just until the green. Yeah, right there.
Jay Moore, you the closest to the.
Oh, I guess I did make it super small, didn't I?
You closest to the screen.
Hold on, let me make it. I think I can make it big on here.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go, Lone. Now I can read that.
Yeah. All right.
We cooking with fire.
So we got to pick three to fall off.
I think if we go down at the bottom. So, all right. Now, I've already kind of thought about this a little bit. I think probably DJ Khalil, who's at the bottom. I think we could probably cut him.
He's dope, but I ain't mad at that.
And I think we had just some bias in the fact that we know him. But I don't think Tall Black Guy has enough material.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah, I can respect that.
We really want to keep Crit.
See, and I thought Crit was too high, too.
Crit is...
Those would be my three.
Crit is dope.
Or maybe K. Trinata.
Crit or K. Trinata, actually. I mean, because K. Trinata is more of a... He's a very dope producer, but when it comes to hip-hop, his catalog isn't that huge.
And that, yeah, we have to keep that in mind when we're talking about this. Not a,
and Crit produces for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like... And he's produced for a couple other people. But,
yeah, a few.
But the majority of his heat is in-house.
I think probably, I would probably cut K-Trinata, Tall Black Guy, and...
Because there's so many people that are dope, but we got to keep it. We got to keep it as it relates to hip-hop.
Either Khalil or...
Khalil is, I personally am a huge fan, but I understand given what we're doing. Yeah. I'm not mad at that. You know, I'm not mad at that.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Now, I'm a Crit fan, but I can see him being cut.
I can too.
Yeah, okay, definitely.
Too. I mean, would you rather keep Crit or Khalil, do you think, for this list?
I mean, Crit is...
He's only pretty much produces for himself.
For himself, so...
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Khalil's, a lot of his stuff is being a part of that Dre team too, with his production. He's one of the guys that really does...
What about the Runners? I mean, I know they did some records, but do they really have a lot?
They had a run, but the run wasn't like that. They had the I'm So Hood run, like when that was popping off. It was like that, but I don't know if they have. I can't say they have the catalog.
I'll take the Runners off.
Yeah, I'm not mad at taking them off. I don't think it would do.
And the other two was like Rock Marcy and Adrian Young.
Rock Marcy, he does majority of his own stuff.
That's what
too,
I mean.
Right?
And it's only loops a lot of times.
Yeah, you could take it. I'll have no problem taking him off.
Adrian Young, I don't know, because he did all that stuff with Ghostface.
Which was fire.
I think he's had a lot of really nice projects.
Get the Runners out of here. All right. The Runners are gone.
Well, right. Let the people speak.
All right. Let's add definitely Larry Smith. Should be above the Runners.
I don't want Jay Moore to tear one of these lights down in here if Jerry Smith. I mean, Larry Smith ain't on there, so.
No, I mean,
he said Jerry Smith.
Jerry Smith. His brother Jerry.
Jerry definitely doesn't deserve to be on this list.
What about, so those are, so that's two. K. Trinata, Runners. What was the other one?
We said Crit.
Crit?
Was it Crit? Yeah.
Crit. Crit or Tall Black Guy or Khalil or Rock Marcy? Out of those four, which one do you think we should probably?
Who else didn't make it?
You know, like I said, provided great moments for the last trees, but
yeah, he's dope. It's just
KG, Harry Fraud, Drummer Boy, Eminem, Chuck English, Soundwave.
I think
KG. Soundwave could easily.
Cardo.
I would say the Beatnuts.
You think? Do they have enough, though?
They've been very, very, very quiet.
Yeah.
For a long time. And they're not a pioneer like Larry Smith.
True.
Okay, then KG. At one point, KG had all the joints by Naughty. He had John A.
So who would we cut KG for?
But that was more, he got in his R&B bag, though. That's the whole thing.
See, that's the whole thing, is it's hip-hop.
Because even with the Lucy Pearl.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't him with Lucy Pearl. That was Ali Shaheed.
So, do we want to cut, well, one, we need the third. So, do we want to do Crit and?
So, we got Crit.
Tall Black Guy, potentially. DJ Khalil.
Yeah.
And Rock Marcy.
I'm with that. So, that's four that we would cut, right?
Yeah, so that would mean that we would... No, those are the four left.
The four left. Okay, we have to choose.
We have to choose one. We have to choose one that Ski Beats is going to... Which could
Ski Beats got to be in there.
For any of these guys, really.
Ski Beats got to be in there.
I don't know.
You already took the runners off?
Yeah, runners are out. K Tronada's off.
Put Ski Beats in for Rock Mars.
Everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah, put Ski Beats in for Rock Mars.
Okay. Marcy. Bye, Rock Marcy. All right. And then is there any one of any, like, if we scroll down any even further, Mike, like to the white areas?
See if he can do it. There he is.
Do we want to replace any of these people? You know, do any of them?
Throw them into the 100?
Yeah.
For
Crit and or for Khalil and or for Tall Black Guy, or
I just don't see how sound is not on there.
We can put him in there.
Yeah,
if you think
based off his Kendrick work and TDE work, I just
all right. So who
I
we
think
gonna,
he need to be in there?
Who we gonna drop for him?
Names we just said.
Roll back up. It's either Crit, Khalil, Tall Black Guy, Adrian Young.
What does the chat say?
Keep Crit and get Cookin' Soul out of here. KG was big on Jaheim and Next Front.
R&B.
Any other suggestions from the chat? This is your time to shine.
Give us something now.
I'm going to let Mike scroll back and forth so people
Cookin' Soul, see if Cookin' Soul it. Is more...
More remixy.
Remix, R&B-ish vibe. Mm-hmm. It's not really hip-hop.
No, it is.
It is.
It ain't. It ain't like
he works with a lot of underground artists. I would say he probably works.
They got multiple waves, though.
But I don't think. I don't think Metro. I mean, I don't think Cookin' Soul should leave. I think we should leave it at who we already picked that should leave.
I guess the real question is there anybody else? We have to pick somebody for Soundwave to. Khalil, Crit, Adrian Young.
Khalil is just hit. As dope as he is, I know he...
All right, Khalil it is.
Yeah, Khalil, yeah.
It's a new decision.
Yeah, Khalil. All
right, so I
that
think
boy
that's...
That boy got heat, though.
Drummer Boy, no. 14KT. I think 14KT's done more work than Tall Black Guy, hasn't he?
For rap?
Yeah.
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 You know what I mean? Like...
Because...
I know they're homies.
Tall Black Guy's is... His vibe, his wave has always been instrumental
that's
and remixing
I mean.
And all that.
Yeah,
he'll have you know multiple bags. Yeah, I can see that.
And 14KT also does.
They're similar
jazzy
actually.
Stuff. They're super similar.
Yeah, they're similar actually. But if we're gonna go rap, because that's what we're doing to hip hop, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
I guess the question is, do we need 14KT on this list? Do you think he belongs on the list?
A necessity. I wouldn't say it would be a necessity for the list. I think if you're going to, there's probably somebody else if we want to go that route.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody we picked has their place on this list.
Facts.
Even the ones that aren't making the initial, well, the final cut.
Facts.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to say. And then with them being two producers kind of in the same realm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I take that in consideration too. Good point.
So just leave him.
Man, this is
Traxtor is low. Cardo's super low to me too, because I feel like he's done a lot in the last few years.
Traxtor, yes.
I mean, he's got a lot of Chicago stuff. Does he have anything behind besides Chicago stuff though? I mean,
yeah, that Chicago stuff is really good.
Do we want to swap him with somebody like Crit? Does Traxtor belong more than Crit?
I'll take Traxtor. What you say?
Over who? I need. Oh, over.
I'm just throwing him on the list. Do Traxtor for Crit.
Traxtor for Crit. Does anybody disagree with that?
No, I wasn't super high on Crit. So
let's do Traxtor for Crit.
All right, that works. All right, so I think that's the list, I guess. I feel like Adrian Young though. Like, yeah, he's only got the only stuff he's done is like with Ghostface though, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, he has some other stuff, but it's not really in the realm of hip hop.
I feel like my Ant or Harry Fraud should be on before him.
Harry Fraud got heat.
Harry Fraud's got a lot of rap records.
He does, and they're good.
I'm gonna go ahead and just make that decision.
Okay, I'm not mad at it.
That's a decent swap, actually.
And I like Adrian Young, but
yeah.
I guess we're just gonna roll with it, huh?
That's it.
Sounds good to me.
All right, we probably went over, so I'll have to do some editing, but. Cool.
All right, then. As always, we appreciate the chat. Thank y'all for the support. NewOldHeads.com, all the education you need this year for everything New Old Heads. We appreciate the support as always. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
In a minute. Yep.